My name is Igor Hansen, and I've been had the pleasure to be with the department since 1981, I think, to 1986. First under Nick Shellness. I'm very grateful for that experience which I had. It was the fastest learning time I've ever had, I must say, because I, as you know, I came from Poland, so I had loads of things to learn. I was trying somehow to hide it away a bit, but I don't know that much really. And then I was accepted as a lecturer for a few years. And then in 1984, I must say this time I had an honor to start a company with Hamish Dewar. And I'm happy to say this we still shareholders this company until today. It had been doing various things, and I'm not going to go into that. But Hamish told me that the brief is either to reminisce or to say the next big thing. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to reminisce. I'm going to reminisce next time we meet, okay? But what I'm going to tell you about is maybe not the next or big, I would say, is the current promising thing. Maybe that's how I call it. And it is taking hold in Poland, because that's where I concentrate mostly on now. And it's beginning also to appear in places like France and Ukraine. And I'm going to first tell you the premise of the whole idea, okay? It's essentially a very simple idea. But I'd like to show also something running, because I thought I'll show something in real time. So it is essentially a way about treating information in general. This is more or less how most large administrative systems are built. We have some big body authority or somebody, they put together as a kind of big bang administrative system, and the main problem they have is that there's some database underneath it, yes? And obviously you have issues of things like, you know, data replications. These systems very rarely talk to each other. They usually don't work very often, and obviously often hear about data leaks and things like that. So I think the essential problems are these systems. And another one is obviously the question of trust, and I'm going to show you a bit of statistics. That's a Mori poll. Question asked was different social groups being asked, do they have trust in a particular party, okay? And these are the results of this poll. The first one is a doctor, it's a British poll. And on the right we have these disks appearing, showing who actually stores our data and is responsible for it. Police does, but I'm a man in the street, and pollsters, civil servants, so they are there. Business leaders, they do store our data. Governments, ministers, politicians decide on this. So there's clearly something wrong about it, okay? And if we now ask another question, saying, do you actually trust yourself? So if you ignore some schizophrenic cases, I'm sure that there'll be someone there, okay? That do you trust to do it yourself? There's a question of this kind of Big Bang introductions. And these are the examples of healthcare systems, their original expected costs, and the costs at which they were either decided they actually don't work. Okay, or that's the UK, I think, is about the right numbers because he consulted with Hamish. And also it's true to say that paying taxes in Scotland, this thing which was worth 22 billion sterling, is not much use to anybody living, you know, north of Berwick-upon-Tweed or east of Dover, which I actually do. Yes, I live both north of Berwick and east of Dover because I live in Warsaw as well. So it's not very useful to me, that system. And these are just some comments about which these are, and Accenture made good loss on this. Some companies closed on the subject of that. And so another interesting thing about healthcare, this is the number of doctors that increased in the United States in 1970, as opposed to the healthcare administrators. Well, the doctors grew by 50%, while the administration of healthcare grew 27 times. So there's clearly something wrong, yes, in the way the expenditure goes. That's an observation, I think. I've been to a few conferences, which one's thing called Global Forum, where they have subtitles saying like Convergence Chapter 1, Convergence Chapter 2, Convergence Chapter 3. And I noticed that each one of them, the number of these terms appearing on your right has been bigger by twice, so another 5, another 6. But I've never seen titles which actually should be on the left to it. That is like, you know, citizens, drivers, travelers, customers, employees, students. And what people forget, that although these things on the right are difficult to merge, the stuff on the right, left, is actually one and the same thing. And actually that's the name of a company in Poland who actually does most of the development based on this idea. And the whole idea is that instead of governments, institutions holding our data, we should really hold them ourselves and let the governments access it. And the whole project that's happening in Poland is really about moving data from administration to the hands of those that are being administered. Okay, and it's got a mixed success, but the recent months has been quite a good progress in that. So the idea, just to show in this previous picture, is more or less to say, well, instead of this data being there and having my, let's say, biometry stored all over the place, why not we do the following thing, that is, we reclaim the data. Yes, so each one of us actually can handle the data. There's much less color on the screen, you already see that. We also move out software into some kind of web-based stuff. And then we let the governments and the other bodies access or contribute. Yes, obviously, those bodies can be owners of data, because the owner of data could be anything. It can be a business, it can be administration, it can be a horse, it could be a dog or a car, yes, because then it becomes a portable electronic entity with which, on which we can build relationships. And again, obviously, we wouldn't keep this data in the pocket. We'll have somewhere trusted sites of our choice, possibly. If we would decide to deposit that information, then some have cryptographic tools. People usually show cards to do that, to manage the data. Or we could license the third parties also to handle this data. And that's essentially what this whole system is about. Yes, it's a running system. There's quite a lot of applications running on it. And I'm actually going to show you some things live, because I think that's the most interesting thing to show. Let's see, I've got another one. So that's essentially a very quick summary. The idea is that everybody can store his own data. It's held very securely, private, anonymously. Can manage it from anywhere, anytime. And then I can license these objects to third parties, either as the law presses me to do so, like tax returns, or as I choose to do so, like, for example, letting my doctor see my results after I left the hospital for continuing observation or some procedural quality care. And in most cases, no one really has to store data about third parties. So the issue of this Data Protection Act becomes, to a large extent, irrelevant. And components are essentially, the first thing are places where I can store this data. Servers, there are about 2 servers in Poland. There's one in France. There's one coming up in Ukraine. And the very important thing is that the technology on the server separates what we would call safety from security, that the service provider essentially takes care of things like, you know, having Dobermans outside, cameras and secondary power supplies and backups, while the actual data security, that is the fact that who can access it, what he can do with it, it's totally outside his control. He doesn't know even who the owners are of the data, nor he can access. It's all individually encrypted. Each object is individually encrypted by the user before it's deposited. The protocol is also signed by him, usually by a card or by some kind of virtual token. And so you remove a lot of things like security clearance for employees in data centers. There's a lot of things that go away. And the second part are tools which kind of you can access this data. And mostly, in most cases, it is an enrichment to internet browser. It's either the plugin or the execution shell. And all the rest are web-based tools. They are both kind of Ajax tools. It's a fashionable to call it Ajax, but this thing was being used, this mixture of technology was being used in this project since 2001 or 2002, so nobody knew it was called Ajax at that time. But now we know. I don't want to run out of time. So these are kind of big claims, but I'm just going to finish on that and show, because these are actually running things. There is a junk-free business mail, which is quite heavily used, and the idea is that I don't have this kind of e-post restant, which is classical mail. That is, I have a box, anybody knows the address, can shove anything he wants there, and then maybe things I don't have that don't fit. That's people like Google, I suppose, can shove anything in there. But in this case, the correspondence is about having a cryptographic rights to place object in the recipient's data spaces. And so you have a direct delivery. The guy cannot say he hasn't got it, which is very important in business mail, I believe. So there are about, I think now over 10,000 people who are using privately for keeping their own health records and consulting their doctors. Important things about business partnership, if you want to share data, you very often have to open the doors in your IT space to this other party. Here you can actually share it outside. And I also believe that what is compulsory and voluntary in relation with administration is also very important to have tools which can find the right place. There is some interest in intellectual property providers like Universal in actually doing it slightly differently. Maybe I, and also the last important point, we often talk about digital divide, that is, we must give people laptops and teach them how to use particular things. Well, we believe you have to give people data. The data should take care of them, just like electricity take care of everybody without people knowing what the voltage is there. In fact, when Poland joined Europe and the voltage was raised from 220 to 30, there used to be guys going around the houses with a little plug, a neon light, and saying, I take 10 zlotys from you for raising the voltage in your socket. So they would go along to old Grand Island and say, lights came up, they say, oh, now it's 230, this one is 230, this one is 230 as well. So it's a negative side of not knowing, but the fact is they still use the electricity. And I think that information should be like that, that it should not be the, it should be for people who have no clue and no interest in knowing what IT is. Yes, essentially, that same lady should be able to go to a pharmacy and the doctor should say, you haven't bought your medicines, yes? Without being slightest awareness why, how it is, when giving a blood sample in the lab, she may ask when I come back for the results. She said, whatever doctor you go to, he'll have the result, yes? And that should be a bit of magic, just like she uses the phone without knowing why the telecom satellite doesn't fall on the ground, yes? So she doesn't know what geostationary orbit is. So I think that's the... I'll skip maybe because I don't want to keep you from eating, so I'll show you very quickly something running, okay? There are quite a lot of applications written in this. I just know how to stop this whole thing. Escape, I think, is it? Yeah. I close this. Sorry about the horse. There are quite a few applications, and I'll show you one of them, which is a kind of mass market applications, which we are just coming, it's just coming out of beta right now, but I encourage to try. It's got a silly name, Webby, but people from marketing decided it should be called like that. I just make it full size. Right. Now, what you're looking at is actually a web page written in Ajax, plus the Internet Explorer browser, because it can go on another one, becomes aware of things like cryptographic cards, cryptographic tokens. In fact, it says this. On top, it says the following card readers are installed, and there's a Schlumberger reflex reader in there. And I think I have a, if I don't have a card, which I should, that's embarrassing.
Is it in the desk behind your laptop?
Is it? No, how kind of you. Thank you. I thought actually I'll show it different, because you also, the concept of a card is in this technology is very generic. In fact, there's a, all it needs to store is a pair of cryptographic keys, just a pair of asymmetric cryptographic keys. All the rest is essentially for free use. And in fact, there is an issuer who thinks of introducing this technology by printing this 2D barcode, yes, on the bottom of the letter, of a bill letter, in Aztec code. But I'm going to be orthodox here, and I'm going to plug a card in. Now, this is essentially a screen which would appear in a school lab or anything like that. The general idea about this product is it's like a virtual computer which will appear wherever I go, yes? That is, I plug my virtual token and essentially I get everything. The way that my desktop looks, applications, data, and the whole lot. That's the idea, that I don't need a machine really. I could use an internet cafe or something. And best, if I could use also a thin client, because there's nothing left on it once I leave. So in fact, some medical healthcare center, we talked now, that they think of actually they're just purely thin clients and medical practices. So the first thing, this particular application will do, it will just go to my space. It is a cryptographic card, so it has to start up its operating system. So it's a kind of one of the strongest cryptographic cards on the market. So it take a moment, because it's got a... And the first thing it'll do, it'll go to my personal space, which is located somewhere in Warsaw, and it'll essentially load my desktop. I'm going to close it first. It's just my calendar here. All I'm showing are web pages. This is all Ajax type written code from Dubai. The most relevant thing is the fact that I can actually see my data. Yeah, so this is actually a it's called my computer cheekily, but in fact, this is data on a server and run by a company called GTS in Warsaw. So we could go and files and open and close them. So that's the first simple thing. I'm just going to run through it quickly. Now, the next important thing is that it doesn't have to be necessarily my data. This computer, in fact, is my company's computer in Poland, yes? And this is done because I shared it. That company shared with me certain information. And that's how, for example, we do the accounting. You know, the accountants, you just get Excel spreadsheets delivered this way. But it is cryptographically secure. That each of these objects is strongly encrypted. We could go into details how it's handled, but you might guess it's a hybrid cryptography, that the objects are encrypted symmetrically and then access rights are symmetrically. So it's a kind of. But you can have also other things. You can share data, which is an obvious kind of thing. But you can also do things like have encrypted web pages, for example. These are just applications, and this is essentially the company page run by an administrator, not by me, but a guy who runs the administration, and he essentially puts things like, you know, how you release something, or what's on which server, IP addresses here. Yes, so some of us have the right to see it, and he just manages for himself. But you know, as far as data here, it could be a lawyer who, for example, says, first of all, you know, for a lawyer to lose a laptop is a major disaster, right? He not only loses the data, customers, he also loses the trust, which is the very important thing. And the important thing is that he doesn't have to. Essentially, he can even go further. He can say to a customer, I'm not going to store your data at all. You keep your data in your space, and you've got this contract to consult, just let me see it, yes? And I'll comment it and put it back in. So it's a kind of an essentially social agreement that you could mold into it. This one particularly is just an example of. And people often ask me why it is different. So in order to answer this question, I wrote this little application here, which is important values, I call it. And I actually keep all my banking details here. Well, try to keep in Google, yes? Ask people who would like to keep their PINs and passwords and account numbers. I found it much safer to keep here because I don't write it anywhere, yes? Sorry?
They're filming this.
So what? These are all under, see, the PIN codes are here. Right? So because I decided, I go around here not to mouse over it, yes? Yes? They're hidden under this checkbox. I decide what type of object is there, yes? And I think it's the main difference, yes? That these things are very strongly encrypted, yes? And these ops, I feel safe doing that. But I talked to the Vice President of Polish Banking Association, she was horrified when she saw that. But kind of more popular things is, for example, that I can manage my medical records. These are individual medical procedures. Do you do anything with medical records or something? These are because of ICD-10 encoding. It's a WHO classification. This screen shows very funny things. Measurement and monitoring. There's quite a few of them, but it knows what results I have stored, so I can have a shortcut here. And for example, blood pressure, for example. Let's have a look at that. I showed definitely the older one. Interesting, because I have a high diastolic pressure, so I get easily nervous, as you can hear probably. And I essentially do measure my blood pressure quite frequently, and let my cardiologist see it. And he's one of about 8-9 doctors who actually use the system to, because he feels that's how things should be. And obviously, this is actually, I decided to show you the one which I did preparing a presentation. So this is a diagram that you see, instead of my blood pressure dropping here when I'm going to sleep, I was getting nervous, wasn't getting anywhere, so it was just zoomed out there. What is very important, that these tools are not installable. All these are web pages, so basically if you add any functionality, there's no concept of installation. Yes, essentially, once we add, say, a graph to show blood pressure, then all doctors have it, okay? They have done nothing about IT, because obviously if I ask a doctor, do you do backup? She could be looking for a patient under B, usually, yes, because they, no, I haven't got a patient like that. So I think we should let people do their jobs, yes, in which they're good at, and let them treat the information as something that take care of them professionally. And just a little thing about medical records, because it's a kind of popular theme these days. The way it works now is essentially a doctor, he can represent any practice that lets him represent that practice. And the idea is that that practice lets the doctor access to various items in its space, amongst other, the encoded collection of professions that he's like to exercise in there. Yes, like he can be a cardiologist or something else. And only then he has right to see those attributes, like services, prices, and all this kind of thing. And then his practice, I could open this, but I don't want to take your time too much. His card brings in various things that I can know that it's the doctor. I can see his certificates, which are also digital sign objects. And when I come in and plug in my card, I bring in all the relevant medical information to my personal space. Now, the end effect is important, that when a doctor makes a diagnosis, he signs it himself. It's an XML object. And he places my card, places it in my space. But at the same time, the system gives the right to read this object to three parties. To me, so I have my medical records everywhere I go. To the doctor, so he has a complete record of all the professional decisions he ever made. That is, he can work in six places in a day, and he'll still have a complete, digitally confirmed, and with obviously integrity ensured, record of all his medical or professional responsibility he took on himself. And also, in each case, the practice that he represented at that point, being in the practice at my bedside at home, yes, that practice has a complete record of every decision that was made for which that practice may be liable. Okay, and at the end of that visit, I may also present my insurance certificate. That's what we're currently doing now, is that I can show that somebody undertaking to refund my medical costs, which I sign as an obtained service, and allow the practice to place in its space. But with it comes the public key of the insurer. And then the practice, sorry, I'm not, hopefully I'm not losing you, is letting the insurer see it, okay? So the insurer has a real-time view of anything that is happening. It's a real-time. That is, they have a 24-hour view of all medical events that are subject to insurance and certified. And very often the problem with things that are insured, like warranties and so, is the service providers that claim that it has been delivered. In this case, it's actually the recipient that confirms that the service had been delivered. It's very important. It's also important that it doesn't bind us to any specific insurance systems. Yes, you have one insurer or 50, it doesn't matter, yes? We just get into insurance and we license that insurer to see it. And that's basically, I don't want to bother anymore, but that's essentially the idea behind it. And what I show is just it's a personal interface to those other applications that live in a kind of professional environment. Yes, this is just my personal view of it. You can have make notes or other things. There's quite a lot of, I see whether there's something else here. Applications. Yes, I'm just winding up. All that thing like the Secure Post I mentioned, you run a forum. There's a few companies which run board meetings this way, yes, remotely, that they actually can submit comments in encrypted spaces and some others. And there are some medical companies that also run these things. Okay, that's about all. This is all I wanted to tell you, more or less. And I believe this may be not such a big thing, but I do believe that more and more places realize that actually it's the simplest way, because the risk is very small. This thing runs just, you know, a few users and already runs. And that's maybe the important thing, that you reduce the risk of introduction. That's about it. Thank you very much. Thank you.